It is my pleasure to welcome Sandy Eastoak back for I don't know how many.
I don't either.
What this would be the fourth, fifth, possibly even sixth appearance.
Fourth or fifth, I don't know.
To Manny Rivers Books and Tea. She has written a sonnet, Corona Gaia, a heroic crown of sonnets. She is going to share that, and I believe something about the process with us tonight. There will be music. There will be, as I understand it, multiple readings of this crown of sonnets. So welcome, Sandy.
Thank you. It's nice to be back, and I'm glad to see all of you. I'd like to introduce my co-readers here. This is Kirsten Anderson, Michael Stern, and Mark Hirschman, and our musician, Jim Wilson, you all know. We're going to do a little experiment tonight, but first let me tell you a little bit about the background for Corona Gaia. My friend and really excellent poet, Hale Thatcher, who's in the audience, but he may not want to be pointed out, so I'll be discreet. We were having various conversations, both about poetry and also about the kind of despair we often feel about the state of ecology and our questioning, does anything that we do as artists or poets make any difference? And I've kind of been staking my life on the idea that it does make a difference. So that was the drift of that part of it. And then in one conversation, he introduced me to this concept I'd never heard of, a crown of sonnets. And this particular type of crown of sonnets, there are 15 of them. The first 14 are linked by first and last line. So the last line of the first is the first line of the second, and so on until the last line of the 14th is the first line of the first, and the 15th is all 14 first lines in order. And I thought, wow, that's so cool. What a great metaphor for continuity in painting. But I won't get it unless I write one. So I thought it would be a good idea to write one. And I didn't necessarily think that I would, but I woke up one night with the beginning lines, and one late night set of lines led to another late night set of lines, and it all came out. I think most of you probably know a sonnet is a 14-line poem with a particular rhyme scheme and a particular meter. There are two kinds. There's the English sonnet and there's the Italian sonnet, and they're a little bit different in the rhyme scheme and so forth, and mine are the Italian type. The other thing about the Italian type is that the first eight lines kind of dress out a theme, and then there's kind of a shift in the last six. And this turned out to be more consequential than you might think, because I wrote the last one first. I thought that would be the easiest. I'd just write the last one first, so I'd have all those first and last lines. Well, what that means is, as a consequence of that, the first eight sonnets are quite grim, because the turn doesn't happen until the last six lines, which is the last six sonnets, as it turns out. So don't let the first eight weigh you down too badly. There will be a turning, and we won't end up quite as bad off as we start. There are a couple of incidents described that if you wonder about them when they come up, they are true. I want to just go over some possible things that could be confusing. There's one where I say that the names of activists are called by owl. Called by owl means they're dead, and this refers to Native American environmental activists who were murdered for their efforts. The reason that I'm explaining things now is we're going to have an experimental format, which I'll explain in a minute. A dace is a little fish, a little speckled fish that lives in rivers, sometimes in lakes. Some of them are doing okay, some of them are endangered. A curlew is a shorebird with a long curved beak. There are a number of plants that are mentioned that may sound a little strange, like snake root, goldfields, thorn mint, and pennycress, but they're just plants. And then a checker spot is a kind of little butterfly. A sculpin is a little tide pool fish. And most of you probably know a kachina is the southwest name for a nature spirit kind of deity. So the experiment of the format tonight comes because I believe it was Hale, but certainly somebody said to me that I shouldn't have the poems, I shouldn't read the poems and then have a discussion afterwards and have people leave here from the discussion, that would disperse the energy of the poems too much. So I should have people leave from the poems. Okay, that's interesting. And the more I thought about it, the more it really made sense, but there were just 15 short poems. So then I thought there has to be a change in the format so that gives you a whole evening. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, after a little question, you know, you get a chance to ask me questions before I read them, which is tricky, but I'm going to ring the meditation bell. I'm going to read all 15 myself. Then we're going to have an interlude of silence and Jim's music. And then the four of us are going to read them. You know, we're not going to read all 15 or four times, but we're going to read the 15 in four different voices. Mm-hmm. And then the meditation bell at the end, and we're done. So that's the format. Any questions?
My question is, what is the difference between the Italian and the English sonnet?
Well, I can tell you the rhyme scheme I use, which is the Italian, is A, B, B, A, C, D, D, C, and then it's E, F, G, E, F, G. And the English, I'm not sure of the whole structure because I haven't written an English one. They don't call me the same way. I like that, especially like that E, F, G.
Well, I think I'm familiar with the English one, and it seems to me that there's the final two lines contain a summation and a twist.
That could be, and also the last two lines rhyme in the English. That's mm-hmm. the only part of it that I really remember.
Okay, so and this is different from
this
that.
This is different from that, yeah. This, I don't know, this way of playing out the rhyme just worked better for me.
You know, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, the English sonnet is A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D, E, F, E, F, G, G.
It's much more regular.
When the English first started writing sonnets, they changed the rhyme scheme because in Italian words, almost all Italian words end in a vowel, right? Mm. And it's easier to find rhymes in the Italian language. You know, like, so the rhyme scheme of the Italian sonnet tends to fit very well. And the English wanted more opportunity to find a rhyme, so they changed the rhymes. Shakespeare was the one who really clinched that. You know, like, but when I read your Crown of Sonnets, I was really impressed with the wonderful way the Italian rhyme scheme works.
The sequence catches you more off guard, I think, and the English is just more predictable or something. So, yeah.
Because of the plants you mentioned that are in the poem, I wonder if you're a student of plant medicine, and if so, who your teachers were.
Plants.
Yeah. Oh, plants. Okay.
For the most part, yeah. Yeah, I've been poking my nose into plants since I was really little, and I don't really have any formal. I'm not against having anything formal. It just hasn't kind of come my way.
I see there's a book over there called Corona Fauna. Is that another Crown of Sonnets?
It is, yeah.
Not the one that we're hearing tonight.
Not the one that you're hearing. I'm actually going to be reading that one at Coffee Cats on Sunday. That one is considerably lighter than this one. And I think one of the reasons I wrote it was because I needed to write something lighter.
So this one came first.
Yeah, this one came first. Yeah. Anything else?
I think I would like the grace of all of you knowing that I'm not a poetry reader.
I was asked and felt honored, and so I come because I was asked and because the words are very rich, but I'm not so sure I'm going to get everything right. And I don't necessarily want to. I'm here because I was asked and because the words are very rich.
There is no right.
Well, and there is no right, so there you go.
I might not get them all right either.
Well, Michael and I are going to be perfect.
Okay.
You guys will be will balance things out.
I'm doing a lot better already.
Shall we assume Doug Koss's perfection-free zone?
All right. Yes. Well, but the paradox of that, of course, is everything is perfect just as it is, so...
That's nice.
There can't be a perfection-free zone.
Welcome to the Zen.
Then what I offered was perfectly correct.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Yeah, we needed that, actually. Yep. Anything else? Gulp. Gulp. Actually, I think I'm going to be there. Beloved friend, you have encountered me amid a storm of trials and anguished cries. Our leaders fat with ignorance and lies, this 21st beleaguered century. The shallowness of people's goals kills hope. The beings whom we trust are seen as meat or measured for their profit in bored feet. We search for kindred souls to help us cope. Along your lines of face, my thoughts are curled. Your gentle rain of words renews my heart. What meaning in this chance our roots have crossed within the struggles of a breaking world, when creatures, sacred sites, and faith depart? This time of blasted lands and species lost. This time of blasted lands and species lost, eyes intimate with spirit flood with tears. The many-legged phantoms of our fears bemoan the danger to the lives we cross. When animal or plant becomes extinct, some vital shape of knowledge also dies. To everyone who crawls or roots or flies, across the epochs, human minds are linked. We're children of the barnacles and bears. The multi-pillared scourge of human pride refutes our kin and claims to be the boss. The ancient weave of interbeing tears, the consciousness of other forms denied, when shades of stupid greed conceive no cost. When shades of stupid greed conceive no cost, fools thwart the seasons, dam great rivers flow. They drown the village sites of those who know the fish, the birds, the laws of permafrost. The floods that rose and fell with cyclic rhyme, now tainted, serve electric revenue. One spring, they drown 10,000 caribou, releasing waters at migration time. So travel to the north to count the change. Aurora Borealis lights our way. Her shifting colors charge with mystery, old forms that shocks of progress rearrange. The trees, the herds, the tribes in disarray. Our hearts can break from all the pain we see. Our hearts can break from all the pain we see in many places, like the high Southwest, where blight of mining and atomic test condemn the people for our energy. The poison tailings left by yellow cake suffuse the water, air, and unborn cells. The profits of the grid bequeath dark hells. We run our microwaves with lives we take. On reservations rich with trees and ore, tobacco offerings caress the wind. The names of activists are called by owl, where it's a crime to block machines of war. It takes a hero's valor now to mend the forests falling and the rivers foul. The forests falling and the rivers foul are double blades of blasphemy to land. Voracious timber lords misunderstand the peril that we share with spotted owl. The muddy waters and our souls the same. One tribal brother worked for logger's pay. In need, he cut the trees, until one day their screams threw down his saw. He ran in shame. There's no disaster foreign to our hands. Each thought, each deed, the many bless or spoil. The lilies, cougars, wrens, together piled. Our world is made of interwoven strands. All one, the murdered wolves, the wasted soil, the mountains cracking and tsunamis wild. The mountains cracking and tsunamis wild. We weep for Haitians' aftershock disease. We weep for dead and missing Japanese. We weep for every lost and starving child. With deep respect, a flutter in the heart suggests the gift of animal rebirth. Transform the tragic to restock the earth as all these teeming human souls depart. Let them return as falcon, manatee, and dace, as pearly mussel, albatross, and seal. So all our relatives, no more reviled, restored in numbers and in native grace, might teach with ancient knowledge how to heal the sacred earth and groundwater defiled. The sacred earth and groundwater defiled are shames that weigh our dreams with slimy dread that forests, oceans, prairies all fall dead, the victims of a culture ill-beguiled. Its promises of sex and speed and wealth are tricks that orphan us from mother life. The march of dogma and progressive strife destroy our own and all of nature's health. To lose the gift of resting in the grass beside the pearl of water safe to drink. To miss the curlew's cry or bobcat's growl. Not show your child the jumping of a bass, but watch the condors vanish in a blink. A grief too deep to cleanse in piercing howl. A grief too deep to cleanse in piercing howl requires a warrior's actions hot and fast, reclaiming songs and allies from the past. We speak with magic consonant and vowel. With sacred feathers braided in our hair, we drum our ancestors to bless our fight, prepare our strength to vaporize this blight, while circling rings of sage intone the air. As antelope run swift and snakes glide low, as grasses bend and agile are the apes, as redwoods soar, vetch blooms and sparrows sing, all people offer from the skills they know. So you and I give words and colored shapes. With poems and paintings, medicine we bring. With poems and paintings, medicine we bring. We find it in the silence that we keep, the waking dream time where we wander deep, our discipline, our gratitude, our wings. We heed within the trusted, dark unknown a conversation with the mind that flows through everything and everything it knows. However strange, believe down to the bone. Our work becomes an oracle of sand, of wind and snake root, oscillate and wail, the voice of elder species as they pray. The steelhead spirit writes the redwood land. The pitcher plant and goldfields paint the swale, deflecting threats to life this ancient way. Deflecting threats to life this ancient way, we pledge our love as strength the earth can use to heal the fractured wounds of our abuse. So cave shrimp, cranes, and thorn mint have a say in how we frame our challenges and solve the dwindling pennycress and checker spot, the melting glaciers, ocean streams too hot. The narrowness of human cares devolve to all relations. So we learn our land, where water flows, the character of soil, what hunters sleep by day and kill by night, where old logs rot, where newborn saplings stand. These facts are guides to our creative toil. Anew, we vision Terra's healing might. Anew, we vision Terra's healing might to save herself and us and all who live, to clear the rivers and our veins, to give the light to day and softly dark to night. By dropping far into her depth of sound, our griefs dissolve in red-winged blackbird's trill, in dogwood's gleaming white, in sculpin's gill. With force of kinship, all our cures abound. So now our poems meander round the curves of snails and buckeyes, walruses and shale. Our paintings focus petal, scale, and wing. Every sweating image boldly serves to speak our family ties, both great and frail. Our love of birds and trees and fish, we sing. Our love of birds and trees and fish, we sing, recalling power of the tribal way. The moon, the stars, the forest, hey, a hey. The winds, the ferns, the river answering. Through us the songs of native blood take voice. Your claim of ancestry is large and known. Mine small, by winds of history is blown. So with Kachinas, I converse by choice. Our European forebears also knew the holiness of land, the eagle's scream, the salmon's leap, the oak, the break of day. For unknown us, from sacred wells they drew the living waters we now drink and dream. We touch small miracles and fiercely pray. We touch small miracles and fiercely pray that bear and elk and antelope return, that each two-legged person deeply learn some plant or animal's perceptive way, that interspecies friendships make us wise and heal the twisted wounds of human love. So grass and salmon and the hawks above define our home and sanctify our ties. Then, if we share a bed or sleep alone, we look across the landscape of our day. We thank the beings who have blessed our sight and sift through errors that we might atone. We melt our tight and angry fears away, then cradle kindness in our arms each night. Then cradle kindness in our arms each night, to sleep within a healing sweet and vast, and by shamanic dream correct the past, returning human sanity and sight. So policies and projects do no harm. The freedom that we rightly give the wild returns to us as freedom reconciled. We find new ways to fish and build and farm. We find new ways to love and share our minds, new ways to touch and wander in the field. The patterns that we choose to make and be create the fortune every creature finds. Our passions and our fears we gently yield. Beloved friend, you have encountered me. Beloved friends, you have encountered me this time of blasted lands and species lost. When shades of stupid greed conceive no cost, our hearts can break from all the pain we see. The forests falling and the rivers foul, the mountains cracking and tsunamis wild, the sacred earth and groundwater defiled, a grief too deep to cleanse in piercing howl. With poems and paintings medicine we bring, deflecting threats to life this ancient way. Anew we vision Terra's healing might. Our love of birds and trees and fish we sing. We touch small miracles and fiercely pray, then cradle kindness in our arms each night.
Thank you.
Beloved friend, you have encountered me amid a storm of trials and anguished cries. Our leaders fat with ignorance and lies this 21st beleaguered century. The shallowness of people's goals kills hope. The beings whom we trust are seen as meat or measured for their profit and bored feet. We search for kindred souls to help us cope. Along your lines of face, my thoughts are curled. Your gentle rain of words renews my heart. What meaning in this chance our roots have crossed within the struggles of a breaking world, when creatures, sacred sites, and faith depart, this time of blasted lands and species lost.
This time of blasted lands and species lost, eyes intimate with spirit flood with tears. The many-legged phantoms of our fears bemoan the danger to the lives we cross. When animal or plant becomes extinct, some vital shape of knowledge also dies. To everyone who crawls or roots or flies across the epochs, human minds are linked. We're children of the barnacles and bears. The multi-pillared scourge of human pride refutes our kin and claims to be the boss. The ancient weave of interbeing tears, the consciousness of other forms denied, when shades of stupid greed conceive no cost.
When shades of stupid greed conceive no cost, fools thwart the seasons, dam great rivers flow. They drown the village sights of those who know the fish, the birds, the laws of permafrost. The floods that rose and fell with cyclic rhyme, now tainted, serve electric revenue. One spring they drowned the 10,000 caribou, releasing waters at migration time. So travel to the north to count the change. Aurora Borealis lights our way. Her shifting colors charged with mystery, old forms that shocks of progress rearrange. The trees, the herds, the tribes in disarray. Our hearts can break from all the pain we see.
Our hearts can break from all the pain we see in many places, like the high Southwest, where blight of mining and atomic test condemn the people for our energy. The poison tailings left by yellow cake suffuse the water, air, and unborn cells. The profits of the grid bequeath dark hells. We run our microwaves with lives we take. On reservations rich with trees and ore, tobacco offerings caress the wind. The names of activists are called by owl where it's a crime to block machines of war. It takes a hero's valor now to mend the forests falling and the rivers foul.
The forests falling and the rivers foul are double blades of blasphemy to land. Voracious timber lords misunderstand the peril that we share with spotted owl, the muddy waters, and our souls the same. One tribal brother worked for logger's pay. In need, he cut the trees until one day their screams threw down his saw. He ran in shame. There's no disaster far into our hands. Each thought, each deed, the many bless or spoil. The lilies, cougars, wrens together piled. Our world is made of interwoven strands, all one. The murdered wolves, the wasted soil, the mountains cracking, and tsunamis wild.
The mountains cracking and tsunamis wild. We weep for Haitians aftershock disease. We weep for dead and missing Japanese. We weep for every lost and starving child. with deep respect, a flutter in the heart, suggests the gift of animal rebirth. Transform the tragic to restock the earth, as all these teeming human souls depart. Let them return as falcon, manatee, and dace, as pearly mussel, albatross, and seal, so all our relatives, no more reviled, restored in numbers and in native grace, might teach with ancient knowledge how to heal the sacred earth and groundwater defiled.
The sacred earth and groundwater defiled are shames that weigh our dreams with slimy dread, that forests, oceans, prairies all fall dead, the victims of a culture ill-beguiled. Its promises of sex and speed and wealth are tricks that orphan us from mother life. The march of dogma and progressive strife destroy our own and all of nature's health. To lose the gift of resting in the grass beside the pearl of water safe to drink, to miss the curlew's cry or bobcat's growl, not show your child the jumping of a bass, but watch the condors vanish in a blink, a grief too deep to cleanse in piercing howl.
A grief too deep to cleanse in piercing howl requires a warrior's actions, hot and fast. Reclaiming songs and allies from the past, we speak with magic consonant and vowel. With sacred feathers braided in our hair, we drum our ancestors to bless our fight, prepare our strength to vaporize this blight, while circling rings of sage intone the air. As antelope run swift and snakes glide low, as grasses bend and agile are the apes, as redwoods soar, vetch blooms, and sparrows sing, all people offer from the skills they know. So you and I give words and colored shapes. With poems and paintings, medicine we bring.
With poems and paintings, medicine we bring. We find it in the silence that we keep, the walking dream time where we wander deep. Our discipline, our gratitude, our wings. We heed within the trusted, dark unknown, a conversation with the mind that flows through everything and everything it knows. However strange, believe down to the bone. Our work becomes an oracle of sand, of wind and snake root, oscillate and whale, the voice of elder species as they pray. The steelhead spirit writes the redwood land, the pitcher plant and goldfields paint the swale, deflecting threats to life this ancient way.
Deflecting threats to life this ancient way, we pledge our love as strength the earth can use to heal the fractured wounds of our abuse. So cave shrimp, cranes, and thorn mint have a say in how we frame our challenges and solve the dwindling pennycress and check and spot. The melting glaciers, ocean streams too hot. The narrowness of human cares devolve to all relations, so we learn our land, where water flows, the character of soil, what hunters sleep by day and kill by night, where old logs rot, where newborn saplings stand. These facts are guides to our creative toil, a new we've vision, Terra's healing might.
Anew we vision Terra's healing might to save herself and us and all who live, to clear the rivers and our veins, to give the light to day and softly dark to night, by dropping far into her depth of sound, our griefs dissolve in red wing blackbird's trill, in dogwood's gleaming white, in sculpin's gill. With force of kinship, all our cures abound. So now our poems meander round the curves of snails and buckeyes, walruses and shale. Our paintings focus petal, scale, and wing. Every sweating image boldly serves to speak our family ties, both great and frail. Our love of birds and trees and fish we sing.
Our love of birds and trees and fish we sing, recalling power of the tribal way, the moon, the stars, the forest, hey, hey, the winds, the ferns, the river answering. Through us, the songs of native blood take voice. Your claim of ancestry is large and known, mine small, by winds of history is blown. So with Katrina's eye, converse by choice. Our European forebearers also knew the holiness of land, the eagle's scream, the salmon's leap, the oak, the break of day. For unknown us, from sacred wells they drew the living waters we now drink and dream. We touch small miracles and fiercely pray.
We touch small miracles and fiercely pray that bear and elk and antelope return, that each two-legged person deeply learn some plant or animal's perceptive way, that interspecies friendships make us wise and heal the twisted wounds of human love. So grass and salmon and the hawks above define our home and sanctify our ties. Then if we share a bed or sleep alone, we look across the landscape of our day. We thank the beings who have blessed our sight and sift through errors that we might atone. We melt our tight and angry fears away, then cradle kindness in our arms each night.
Then cradle kindness in our arms each night, to sleep within a healing sweet and vast, and by shamanic dream correct the past, returning human sanity and sight, so policies and projects do no harm. The freedom that we rightly give the wild returns to us as freedom reconciled. We find new ways to fish and build and farm. We find new ways to love and share our minds, new ways to touch and wander in the field. The patterns that we choose to make and be create the fortune every creature finds. Our passions and our fears we gently yield. Beloved friend, you have encountered me.
Beloved friend, you have encountered me this time of blasted lands and species lost. When shades of stupid greed conceive no cost, our hearts can break from all the pain we see. The forests falling and the rivers foul, the mountains cracking and tsunamis wild, the sacred earth and groundwater defiled, a grief too deep to cleanse in piercing howl. With poems and paintings, medicine we bring, deflecting threats to life this ancient way. Anew we vision Terra's healing might. Our love of birds and trees and fish we sing. We touch small miracles and fiercely pray. Then cradle kindness in our arms each night.
On behalf of Manny Rivers, thank you so much. And thank you, Cricket, for being on the floor here.
Yeah. Very good song.
And thank you for coming out tonight. And I want to point out that we have a donation bowl to which we hope and suggest you will put an offering to share with our speaker and for the maintenance of this space. And also, of course, there are these treasures here to peruse. And thank you again for coming tonight.
Don't move.
Careful. That's my buddy.
Okay.
Watch your step.